Hello?
Hi, my name is Mary and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions.
Well, I'm out of work at this moment, but if it's quick, maybe I could answer.
Yeah, it will take just a couple of minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so thinking ahead of to this November, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I am registered to vote. And I'm going to vote for Trump.
Okay. All right, so that's the next question. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
Latin America? American? Well, American.
Yeah, what would you say? Yeah. White, Hispanic, African-American, Asian?
No, American. I was born in Louisiana.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
My age?
Yes.
I would prefer not giving my age right now.
This is just for classification purposes.
Well,
okay, don't worry.
I would prefer not giving my age.
Okay, that's okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Oh, they're off on the wrong track for sure.
Thank you.
I mean,
from the follow. Sorry?
I mean, well, not Miami in itself. But the country, we're headed to a wrong spot.
Okay,
wrong
I
area.
See. All right. From the following list, which issues should be your local elected officials in Miami's focus on the most to help you and your family? I will read the list and you need to select just one. The list or the options are affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance cost, and traffic and congestion.
That's all. Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, but if you have to choose just one, which one would you choose?
Property. El valor de la casa.
Affordable housing or property
yeah.
insurance cost?
Yeah.
Affordable housing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First name is Aileen Higgins.
No.
You never heard of her or you have no opinion?
No, I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. Francis Suarez.
Tampoco.
No opinion.
No opinion.
Okay. Miguel Gabela?
Tampoco. No opinion.
No opinion.
No opinion.
Christine King.
Never heard of him.
Joe Carollo.
Hey, he's okay.
Would you say very favorable opinion or somewhat favorable opinion?
somewhat.
Thank you. Opinion. Next, okay. Next name, Daniela Levine Cava.
Yeah, I like her.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I am so sorry to cut you off. I gotta go now.
Can I call you back in a later time?
Yeah, sure.
At what time?
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Mary, and I am working with Opinion Research.
Okay, I can call you.
No, but I can call you whatever time you indicate me.
But where's the home base? Where are you calling?
Well, actually, I am in Florida, but actually we work with pretty much all of the nation. Right now we are focusing in Florida too. But at what time can I call you back?
Call me within an hour.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I will call you back. Thank you for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.